All right, y'all, pour yourself that cup of coffee, settle down. We're going to be talking about your house.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Whoa. Before we start the show, we've got just a little bit of Romero family business we'd like our Arizona homeowner listeners to help us with. One question: what is wrong with a boy named Rosie?
Congratulations to Romy and Amanda Romero on the addition of R.C. Romero IV. We've been compiling nicknames all week long from Rosie partners and listeners like you.
I like Will's suggestion. Chrome, Rome.
Romeo.
The Rominator.
Little Buddy or maybe Little Dude.
How about 4x4 or Rosie Junior, Junior, Junior?
How about Quattro?
Little Hammer.
Oh, T. Romy, that's too cute.
A boy named Rose.
The Romanowski making babies, making Rosie a grandpa.
Romy.
Hello, the name is RC.
If you have a suggestion for a nickname, go to our Facebook page right now.
Whoa, man, I have to tell you, Facebook exploded last week with nickname suggestions for our 10th grandchild, formerly Rosamond Claude Romero IV. Man, I don't want to brag, but before we get to the landscaping tip, we do have Mr. Harpier. I deserve a broadcasting Purple Heart for for last week.
Purple Heart?
I was a hurting unit, baby. For those of you who didn't tune in last week or aren't in tune to what we're talking about, Romy's wife, Amanda, delivered our 10th grandchild about 2 o'clock in the morning last Saturday morning. So Jennifer and I were up most of the night kind of waiting for the word. And I have one funny thing to report. We were in Tucson Wednesday and Thursday for the senior safari. And it's kind of surprising. Everybody that knew the news, everybody that came up and introduced himself as a regular listener and fan of the show, wanted to know how the baby was and how Romy was.
Well, truth to tell, Amanda looked better than you and Romy. 12 hours into this baby, she was sitting up in bed ready to party, and you two look like...
Tells you who's tough.
Trashed out.
There was one good thing about you being real tired, though. All the technical difficulties that you were, it wouldn't even faze you.
Yeah, they were kind of just going right over me or right under me or around me.
You just were unfazed.
Yeah. Woo, man. Well, so the Romeros have been blessed. We're excited. We're here this morning to try and project that blessing to you. We're here to answer any question you might have about your landscaping, gardening, irrigation, hardscape, outdoor lighting with Mr. John Harper of Harper's Nurseries. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We'd invite you to ring now. Operators are standing by to get your name, where you're calling from, and your landscaping question. Go ahead and send. We are trying to find nicknames for Romy's new son. My dad was pretty much Rosie, Dr. Rosie, or R.C. I've been known as Rosie my whole life. Growing up young in French, the prefix T means little. So with Dr. Rosie and me around the house.
French, or is that more Cajun?
Cajun. And I was always T. Rosie, right up until about the time I went into high school. So all my aunts and uncles still call me T. Rosie. Romy. Went to Romy, so we'd know the difference. You know, we had an uncle whose nickname was Nug. You want to name him Nug?
Nug. Oh, that would be special. We got
two aunts named Noose and Loose.
We had,
and that's the gospel truth. They're twin sisters, Noose and Loose.
Uh-oh.
We can do better than this.
Those fighting words.
Renee Hicks commented on hers, and they're like, what do you think about Renee's? I'm like, okay, that's... She's family, Pop Rosie's niece.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Does that make her my second or third cousin?
I don't know.
I'm not very good at that.
I'm not good at that.
But I said her husband's name, nicknamed Chrome Dome, and her brother-in-law is Bimbo. Those aren't exactly...
Man.
Oh. I'm not sure we want a nickname advice.
And their brother-in-law's name is Beak. John Jay, why don't you get us out of this and take us to the landscaping tip of the week? We're talking about downsizing today, which is a little opposite of what the Romero family's been doing lately. That's grandchild number 10. Number 9 was born just 3 weeks ago. Downsizing. How can we anticipate, look forward to, or negotiate the world of downsizing outside the house? And folks, open lines right now, 1-888-767-4348.
Well, typically, what we see in most landscapes is the fact that people did not take consideration as to how large or the right size or maybe too small or proper placement of plants. It may not always be downsizing, but you know, how many calls do we get about, I need to prune my citrus, I need to prune this, I need to prune that, because it has gotten bigger than the space allotted. So my take on it is, you really need to spend some time, and this is great timing, because whether you're starting new, there's a lot of, you know, we're seeing news on all kinds of new housing starts and new housing coming online, but we also, this time of year, it's spring, so people are starting to plant. Plus, a lot of folks, I had a cute conversation with a gal that lived out in Cave Creek the other day. She called in to have somebody come out and look at the redesigning her yard. Mm-hmm. She started by, it froze, and then it kind of went into, well, I'd like to change this, and she just finally just said, you know what? It really wasn't that good to begin with.
We need a landscaping makeover.
It really wasn't that good to begin with. So maybe the freeze did you a favor.
Yes, yes.
And maybe it was just time anyway. Maybe you've lived in a house 25 or 30 years. You've remodeled the inside. You're downsizing the inside. Maybe you're changing things. It's time to take a look at the outside, and maybe you have trees and plants that are too big, too little, not doing what you want it to do. All comes back around to really having somebody probably come out and start from ground level, evaluate your lifestyle. That's what xeriscaping and this new concept of low water use landscaping is really all about, is matching your landscape to your lifestyle. If you no longer have 3 kids and 4 dogs, maybe you don't need half the lot to be in turf or grass.
I tell you what, creosotes and okatilla fit my lifestyle just...
I thought it was the steel plant guy.
Well, the steel plant guy down the street's like my hero, yeah, that's for sure. But creosote and okatilla. I mean, you may have to trim them if you choose every 30 to 50 years. Yeah, Let them go, baby.
Of course, an okatilla in the wrong place, they do get big. Again, got to be in the right place. No matter what plants you pick, pick the plants that match your lifestyle, match your needs, match your desires, and then make sure they're in the right place to, number one, you know, accent or enhance your home, and number two, so that you don't have to start pruning them because they've gotten too big. Make sure you don't put the little plants behind the big plants, all that kind of stuff. Have somebody that can help you design it. Doesn't mean you have to do it all at once. If you then are going to do it in phases or do it yourself, if you've got a plan, you know, then you do it a little at a time. You will have it. It'll be well thought out. It'll make sense. It'll save you lots of time and money on maintenance down the road if it's done right.
Well, I'll tell you, a landscaping concept, fact, reality slapped me in the face yesterday sitting at my desk looking out the window. I have 2 okatillas. Uh-huh. One is completely covered. Looks like a green pipe cleaner. The one exactly next to it, same age, same size, 3 feet away, hasn't sprung a bud. Huh. And it's a question we get so often here on the show. I've got a string of Italian cypress, 14 in a row, and the middle 3 are dying. Or I've got 8 citrus in a row, 2 won't produce fruit. I mean, plants are plants. I mean, I got 6 kids, none of them are alike.
Exactly. Get a litter of pups, you know, you got a runt, you got a, you know, a dominant pup, you know, all of that, they eat.
Romy, you said you saw snow on the New River Mesa as you were coming in this morning?
Oh, the whole drive, that's all you could see.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. That is so beautiful. We've got to get someone from SRP here next week to talk about where we are in the moisture accumulation for the year, because it seems to me right now we're a couple inches ahead of the game.
I would think so. This storm probably put Phoenix over, you know, above average. I don't know where the snowpack is, but it's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Sure is heck a lot better than last year.
What were you saying? A friend notified you last night, Forest Lake's got 2 feet?
I heard 2 feet.
Woohoo!
They apparently have a little web a webcam. You can go on the Forest Lakes, and there's a camera.
Okay.
And there's this measuring stick, and you can look at it with the camera. So that's what I heard.
All the friends of Rosie on the House that are up north, go ahead and email us or Facebook us pictures of what it looks like in the yard this morning. You're probably wrapped under one extra blanket this morning. Maybe the fire's in the fireplace, your favorite cup of hot chocolate or coffee in your hand, the radio turned on, and the telephone right there. That is the perfect setup to dial Rosie on the House. You may not have a project you can tackle 2 feet under snow right now, but you may be dreaming about a project you want to start in the spring. Give us a ring and let us help you now, teach you the tactics, the strategies, and the tools that you'll need to get the job done right the first time. We call it Rosie Right here at Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to come back and take Linda and Jim and your call as well when we get back right after this.
Size blue sky.